producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, many of you guys have been scratching your heads on where you should stick the thermometer. And, you know, many times doctors get really kind of mad at you, you know, because, you know, they're in a hurry. You know, they go, you know, well, where should I put this? Like, why don't you just shove it up here? No. Right? And we're not supposed to. You know, we're taught in medical school, don't ever tell any patient to shove anything up their blank, unless, of course, you're specifically writing a suppository, all right? But where I think that originated, I think the term originated I think everything kind of relates to medical. You know how right now everything seems to relate to Obamacare? Okay, well, back then, like three steps to or three links to Obamacare. Now, I think everything kind of relates back to the rectal thermometer. And, you know, we seem to joke about things, okay, like rectal thermometers and, you know, having to take temperatures. There's always these movies where somebody pretends to be a baby or a child and then they have to get the temperature. But I gotta be honest, that is probably the rectum tells you so much about a person's health. It's not even funny. And I think we really underappreciate the rectal cavity. We really do. Okay, and I know some of you guys are like, oh no, Dr. Dahlia is going to want to do a rectum appreciation day. Let me get through World Toilet Day, okay? We got a lot of activities, and festivities for World Toilet Day. Let me get through that. I don't think I have time to try to ask the governor to sign a proclamation for World Rectum Day. But, you know, please, all right, if you're going to take the temperature, they say, and studies have said, that the most accurate way to do it is a rectal thermometer. Why? Because you lose heat in other ways. You know how mommies like to put their hands on the kid's forehead? I do that. My kids never wanted the rectal thermometer. In fact, here's the thing. I still have the glass thermometers. I have glass thermometers at the house, okay? And I still have them when they were babies. And the problem that I had with the glass thermometers is the kids clenched when they were babies, okay? And they clenched so tight, and they were squirming so much that I thought they were going to bust the thermometer, and then we were going to have mercury all over the place. So I said, you know what, the heck with this. So I did axillary, which is under the arm, and it works for babies, but it's not as good as core temperature from the rectum. And then later I would just, you know, kiss their foreheads, and I knew, because I'm a mommy. Big difference between a mother and a mommy. When you're a mommy, you could do all this stuff and figure out what's going on with your kid. And I told you what I used to do with my older boy. Right? He'd, you know, lie about something. Yeah, I had vegetables at school. I had whatever. So I'd walk up to him, and I'd just walk over to his face. I'd go, like I was smelling him. I'm like, oh, you're lying. Oh, no, you're lying. You did not eat any vegetables. And he would look at me in fear, going, whoa, how did she know? And then one day he came home. He was like only like second grade. He comes home. He goes, Mommy, smell me. And I'm like, why? What happened? And he's like, I ate my vegetables. Can you tell? And he looked really excited. So I walked up to him and went, yeah, you did. Wow. What did you eat? Smell me again. Smell. Carrots. You ate some carrots. Yeah, mommy, I did. Wow. Man, you smell me tomorrow. I'll have vegetables again. I was like, see, that's good. My husband's looking at me like, you know, you're warping the kid, but good job. You got the kid to eat vegetables. That's the key to parenting. The key to parenting is you need to scare the hell out of the kid. Okay, you know, and let the kid think that you know everything. Okay? Because if they think they could get away with something, they'll do it. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the rectal thermometer, because I know a lot of you guys are getting ready to buy one online. Okay, so they say Dr. Niven and colleagues analyzed data gathered from 75 studies from around the world. Wait, this is a medical show. The Dr. Dolly Show is a medical show. Of course, we're going to be talking about thermometers. Okay, I can't be talking about sniffing my kids the whole two, three hours. All right, here we go. So Niven and colleagues analyzed data and they gathered from 75 studies around the world involving more than 8,600 patients. Hopefully they washed off the thermometers in between, both adults and children. They want to know how the various types of thermometers compared. So they looked at measurements taken in the armpit, which is your axillary measurement, your mouth, your tushy, or on the forehead. They got these peripheral thermometers where you stick something on the forehead and it's supposed to kind of give you a temperature. They're okay, but, you know, when you're kind of worried about degree elevation, I would really be a lot more accurate than that. Those compared with those measurements to each other, also to measurements from more invasive thermometers. Let me see here. And then they published the results, and they found that the peripheral thermometers, the ones that you stick on top of the forehead, could be off as much as 1.5 degrees. This is no news to us. When we were in medical school, we learned that a lot of these other ways, like ear thermometers and things like that, could be off by almost 2 degrees. So we knew that. Again, your core body temperature is the temperature that we need to know. Now, some of you will say, well, why don't we just change our whole scale? Okay, if everything is this 98.6 number for normal body temperature is based on your core temperature, and all these other measurements could be off by a point or a, you know, 1.5 points or two, why don't we just change it up a little bit and change, that would be nice. Because honestly, I don't think I can really handle a rectal thermometer. I mean, the problem is I'm also like really constipated and stuff. So my fear is that the stool, okay, I'm just afraid to lose the thermometer in the poop. Yeah, and then I'd have to take a laxative to poop it all out. You know, all that work for my temperature, you know what, just give me the Tylenol. You think I got a fever, I'll go with it. The more invasive measures are the gold standard. Doctors could make the diagnosis better if they get the core temperature. Sometimes they even get, like, an ICU. They use the they use the catheter sometimes to give sensors of temperature. ICUs many times will rely on armpit. They don't usually do rectal. But, you know, when you're looking at somebody with sepsis and you're looking at temperature gains or drops, it's pretty important. Okay, so what do you do with your kid that has a cough and cold? Will he let you, you know, do the rectal thermometer? Probably not. But so if you have to do the underarm or the mouth. But for toddlers and infants, they're recommending you got to do the rectal thermometer. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials and producing the show. And big thanks to everybody who listens and tunes in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys listen to my show at different times during the day, and we have an answer line for you guys to call in and ask your questions. So let's get right to it. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Good evening, Dr. Dahlia. What do you think is most important in raising a child, or what is the biggest percentage? Environment or genes? Do you think that 75% environment, 25% genes, or 60-40? Do you have any take on this at all? And since you have lovely children and a husband and a mother who talks a lot, and you're like your mother, so is that your genes or your environment? Thank you. and thank you for your entertainment, your information, and your unbiased opinion, and stating it's only your opinion, not the law.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, yeah, I am turning into my mother. I know that is scary. I forget we were talking about that the other day. And yeah, my kids are lovely. They're little pains in the tushy, but they are. They're my little gumdrops. You know what's interesting? I'd like to just say it's 50-50 environment versus genetics, but I don't think that's the case. I think some kids it's 90-10, some kids it's 40-60. Some kids, it's 50-50. You know, it's interesting, you know, and people will look at twins or they'll study siblings. I mean, like my siblings, for example, okay? We were raised by, well, one of us had a different father, but she doesn't remember because he left, and we were raised basically by my dad and my mom. And very different people, okay? And I must have inherited a lot of my mom's genotype and then expressed the phenotype. Phenotype is your physical expression of your genes. And I walked around like her. I talked like her. Etc. Okay? And then you have my brother and my sister who like would flee and were not like her at all. Yet apparently my sister seemed to have certain, you know, characteristics of her father, etc. And I know I seem to be rambling, but I'm going to make a point. All right. I thought I was nothing like my dad. I loved my dad a lot, but, you know, my dad was the boy. And he had, he had a much different outlook on things. You know, my mom would try to look at the glasses half full, and he was looking at the glasses half empty. And so I took after her a lot, and my mom for years kept saying, you're more like me, your brother's like your dad. You're more like me, you're more like me. So I grew up thinking I'm like my mom. Until, okay, and I thought I had none of my dad's genes. And in fact, I thought, you know, maybe my dad wasn't even my real dad. Okay, you know, at one point. Okay. And until I was at an age where I decided to go and play craps with my father. My father loved to gamble. And I didn't have a lot in common with my father. You know, my father would be like, you don't talk to me, you stupid. You're too stupid to talk to. You know, so I really didn't get to talk a lot to my dad. But I was pretty good at, you know, playing the table games when I was younger. So I go up, and I've told you guys this story where, you know, my dad, you would see like a mile away from the craps table. I never really noticed how he laid near a craps table. If you guys ever gamble, okay, a lot of you guys are from Las Vegas, but many of you guys don't. When you lean on the craps table, you could lean a variety of ways. You could just kind of lean over, you know, like you're getting a prostate exam. You could stand up, you know, with your legs kind of spread out in like second, you know, for those of you who remember ballet, first position, second position, you know, third position, you know, second to third position. Some of you could stand there in fourth or fifth position. All right. My father had the most weird scoliosis type lean on the craps table, but I never noticed it. I just didn't think I noticed it. Okay. Until I was playing and, you know, usually girls at the time, you know, would be considered bad luck at the craps table. Oh, no, women bad luck, go leave. But I did pretty well, so my father wanted me to stay because I brought him luck, I guess. And I found myself laying and positioning myself in the same weird, you know, it's like where you have an elbow on the side and your back is curved, but you're at a 90-degree angle to the table. I don't know, maybe that's why I have some back problems today. I didn't gamble that much, but still. And I realized I had the exact same lean as my dad did at the craps table. Now, somebody would say, well, that's environment. You saw him do that. You can't look at a person and contort your body to do that almost exactly. All right? There was just something about, I wasn't even thinking subconsciously that I put my arm, elbow, hip, move my back. It was just and I realized I was doing the most identical lean that my father did on a craps table. When you see something like that, something so specific, phenotypically, that had to come from something genetically, you realize there's a lot more to genes than you give credit for. So sometimes I don't know how much credit I do want to give environment. Because you look at brothers and sisters growing up in the same environment, and it's not 100%. Parents will favor one kid over the other, you know, for certain tasks or with certain things they say. There's no way you raise two kids 100% equally. There's no way. But when you raise a child and you see two people take two completely different paths, like, for example, we're looking at the Paris bombers, and the mom of one had said, oh, you know, maybe he was stressed, you know, he could never kill anybody. And you're looking at this mom going, she's completely whack, and, you know, she should probably be held on criminal charges, and, you know, she raised this boy wrong. Did she really raise him wrong? Or do you have some people who have such a screw loose? Now, okay, let's look at terrorism, because that's why this topic is so pertinent right now. You have a kid that grows up, he's got brothers and sisters, happy family, and he decides to join ISIS. And he decides to suicide bomb, kill innocent people. Okay? What happened to him growing up to allow him to do that? Now, whenever something bad happens, we immediately, to help us intellectualize it and to help us mourn and to help us, figure out what happened, we immediately blame. It makes us feel better. So we immediately blame the parents. Okay, well, it's the parents' fault. Right? The parents, you know, messed up. The parents didn't teach him right. The parents probably taught him to kill. Most of the time, no, the parents didn't do that. I sincerely doubt Adam Lanza's mom ever taught him to go shoot up a school like he did in Sandy Hook. Okay? You know, the kid had a screw loose. James Holmes, who was the Aurora, Colorado shooter. Jared Loughner, the Tucson shooter. All right? These guys have screw looses, these people. Okay? Guys and gals out there, screw looses. All right? But what about the idea of being able to be brainwashed? Okay? If ISIS is brainwashing people, okay, could the parents have done a better job to give this guy confidence, to, mentally make him stronger so that he doesn't get easily brainwashed? You know, my father, I remember as a kid, always screaming at us, don't get brainwashed. Don't let anybody tell you to do something you don't want to do. Don't get brainwashed. You're completely stupid. Don't be stupid. And so I kind of grew up then, and here's environmental. I grew up trying to prove to him that I was my own person and nobody could manipulate me. Except, of course, my mom and dad, okay, right? You know, my mom would be always, like, stepping in going, wait a second, you know, I need her to listen to what I have to say. Okay, you listen to your mother, but you do not listen to nobody else, all right? Well, what about older sister? No, you have to listen to her too. Okay, I'm confused. Oh, you're completely stupid. So, yeah, these were the conversations I had growing up. But my dad, you know, having been in the military, you know, taught us to not let anybody change who we are and not let anybody manipulate us. Now, also, you don't know what else is going on with ISIS. Maybe they're threatening to kill the family. You know, I mean, a lot of these terrorist attacks, when you see these suicide bombers, you know, you're like, you know, gosh, you know, all these people, they want to be martyrs or they want to, sometimes they don't. They're like, look, we will kill your family if you don't do this. So, we have no idea what the situation is. We just know that it is a very, very messed up situation and we got to do whatever the hell we can to stop this. So, going back to your question, I believe Sandy, and thank you for your call. Environment versus genetics, it's not going to be 50-50 or 70-30 or 80-90. It's going to really depend on the person. It's going to depend on how they take the environment. And whatever your genetic strengths or your phenotypic expressions allow you to incorporate from the environment will form your decisions and how you're raised. And so it's everybody is going to be different. That's basically what I'm saying. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter, helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Very, very frightening study. They say 1 in 6 female college freshmen, not just college students, college freshmen, 1 in 6 are raped while incapacitated. They're either drunk or they're drugged. And they say about the same proportion say they entered college having already been raped while incapacitated by drinking or drugs. They say incoming freshmen with a prior history of incapacitated rape are the ones most at risk of another sexual assault during their first year at college. Freshman women also have a higher risk of rape while drunk or drugged if they believe that heavy drinking can enhance a person's sexual experience, according to lead researcher Kate Carey. Carey is a professor of behavioral and social sciences at Brown University School of Public Health of Providence, Rhode Island. Although Carey and her colleagues identified risk factors that may increase the odds that a young woman might be raped while incapacitated, they said those risky behaviors in no way justified such attacks. They said, we would all agree that being intoxicated is not asking to be assaulted. And that is such a powerful, point she makes. You know, many people will say, she was drunk and she was all over me. Okay, she's incapacitated. Okay, she doesn't have her full mental, facilities or faculties. And I, young boys or girls or whatever, may misconstrue, or look at an opportunity or take advantage of an opportunity and they don't realize it's assault. Okay? People are having sex all the time. It's all over the movies. People are hooking up. Now this is just what you do. Nobody seems to wait till they're married anymore, which is really, really unfortunate. And they don't realize that even the act of sex is assault. I have to tell my kids all the time, I go, look, okay, you may think somebody wants to have sex with you later. Mom, I don't want to listen to this. You're going to listen. All right? And then you start going through the act, and she feels assaulted. So just don't do it. Don't have sex. Huh? What? Dad, Mom's talking crazy again. She's talking to us about sex. And then, Corey's like, don't talk to the boys. Come on. Man, you're going to give them nightmares. So I get no help at all. No help in my household. By the way, can I let me just make a quick aside. We were talking about environment versus genetics with kids. Okay? Environment does play a role. I need to say that. Here's an example. My boys, they were both little babies, right? Loved mama to death. Just loved mama. Would never even raise their voice to mama. They loved me. All of a sudden, they hear the way my husband talks to me, the way Corey talks to me, and all of a sudden now, anytime I bring something up to the kids, they yell. That's environment, right? And I mean, I am going to do a tactushy if I even see any more of this type of behavior going on in my house, right? Starting with my husband. This is ridiculous. Okay, but anyway, let's go back. So, unfortunately, we have a lot of people misconstruing that they think an act of sex is an assault. Or they think that somebody drinking flirting with them is an invitation. Now, on the flip side, okay, we do have to cut, some people a break. Like, for example, okay, I'll talk to some of my female patients, girls, and I'll say, look, okay, don't start teasing boys. Don't sit on their lap. Don't start doing activities that is going to, rile them up and then expect them to show 100% restraint. Okay? There are things you do that unfortunately can cause you to become a target. And so many of the teenagers that come in to see me for their well child checks and well visits, I'll tell them, I'll go, look, there's some things you need to do so you're not a victim. Okay? Number one, don't drink. Don't drink alcohol. Especially to the point that you don't know what the hell is going on. And the first drink can lead to the second drink. You need to have your full mental capabilities and faculties at all times. All right? Number two, don't be in a position where you are going to be alone with somebody. So you don't have a way out. You don't have an escape. You don't have a witness. I always go with a friend. No, because that friend could go and hook up with somebody else, and now you're left alone. That's when it really gets dangerous, when your friends bail. That happened to me multiple times. I was always the wingman, right, for my friends, okay? I was always there, because they didn't want to go alone. Then they'd go, growing up in Las Vegas, you had this place called, I think it was called the Shark Tank, and ladies' night was Tuesday nights. You know, I mean, I had tests at 7 in the morning or whatever, but my friends were like, no, go on. We got to go to Lady Tonight at the Sharks Club or the Shark Tank. And I forget the name. And then, I just stand there. And, you know, so I had to be people's wingman all the time. But then now you're stuck alone. Okay, well, luckily I wouldn't drink and I would get my butt back to, you know, do my honors biology test. I was such a dork. But, you know, these are things we need to have these conversations with the girls. Okay? None of these super short mini skirts. None of these outfits where you can on purpose what do they call it? Malfunctions? Wardrobe malfunctions. Oh, I know all the tricks. I used to do the same thing. You know, like, oh, I'll lean down and pick that up, and then, you know, they could see down your shirt. Listen, okay, we all did that, all right? And because, you know, some of us women, we like the chase. We like the tease. But what we don't understand is how deadly that could be and how traumatizing it could be. So we need to educate everybody involved. And do we need to step up prosecution for people having sex with somebody drunk? That's a tough one. That's going to be a tough debate. Okay? Somebody hits on you. Somebody initiates sex and they are drunk. You have sex. Do you the next day have to face prosecution? I mean, that it's something that probably would not fly in the courts, but you wonder, you know, what should be our next step? 1 in 6 freshmen, college freshmen girls being raped while incapacitated. And then we talked about the other side of you know, you having sex with somebody and then them turning around and saying you assaulted them. That's another thing I warn my boys about. I go, you know, they may be consenting and then after say, nope, I didn't want that. Okay, how do you protect yourself? We had witnesses and we had, you know, selfies and I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. We'll bring one on and talk about this at a later date. But, incapacitated rape is a crime. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, if someone is incapacitated and cannot give consent for any type of sexual activity, it is considered rape. So here you are waking up the next day. Okay, and, you know, you say, well, she's the one that initiated it. How do you prove it? How do you protect yourself? I would say just don't go there. So they're talking about starting these programs in high school, where the risk of incapacitated rape first starts to rise as teenagers. That's when they begin to experiment with sex, alcohol, drugs. Apparently, researchers repeatedly surveyed nearly 500 female freshmen attending the same private university in New York State to capture the experiences they brought to college, and they found that many of them were performing acts while alcohol and drugs are on board, making them unable to object or consent. I know some of you out there are like, wait a second, you know, women, a lot of women know what they're doing when they're drunk. Maybe some do. Okay, but how do you prove that? I would just not go there. Okay, I mean, have a alcoholless date. Oh, come on, that could be fun. First of all, you're not even supposed to be having sex when you're not married anyway. Okay, so there goes already that little plan there. Okay, but if for some reason you guys are not convinced that that's the safest thing to do, all right, then I would say when you guys go on a date, no alcohol. Period. Okay? Because I had... What? I think that's very practical. 1-877-DUCK-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys. guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Actually, I have a favor to ask you guys, okay? You know, I wish I could do this for every single person I see suffering. I can't. But I do want to make a difference in this one boy's life. We have a boy named Ryan, and he is going to be turning 14 years old. But unlike most 13-year-olds and teenagers, he has been diagnosed with not only one malignant brain tumor, but two. He is battling two different types of brain cancer. He writes on his GoFundMe page, "I had the tumor removed shortly after I was diagnosed. I've gone through 5.5 weeks of radiation and one session of chemo. Shortly after the first chemo, I developed a cyst where the tumor was, which started to give me problems on the right side of my body. At the beginning of November, he had a second brain surgery to remove the cyst with some extra tumor. I'd like to offer thanks to everyone that is able to help me through this tough time." This kid is absolutely adorable, and he does have a GoFundMe page. All right? It's GoFundMe.com, SGAN6TKK. That's GoFundMe.com, SGAN6TKK. Or easier, it's on my Facebook page and it's on my Twitter. Anything you could do to help, $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you could do to help. Or if you could take a collection at your work, whatever we could do to help this kid get through his medical expenses and going through this tough time. He is absolutely adorable, and he is bravely fighting not only one type of brain cancer, but two types. And whatever we could do to help, it's for Ryan Casto. Please check out his GoFundMe page, GoFundMe on my Facebook page, Dr. Dahlia Show, and Twitter. Thank you guys so much. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Cyber sickness is an illness that I think a lot of us are starting to feel. It's a digital version of motion sickness that we get from looking at our smartphones. They say up to 80% of people who own a smartphone or tablet have succumbed to cyber sickness. Scientists have identified this condition, calling it a digital version of motion sickness, affecting 80% of us, and it's from all the fast motions on your screen, whether it's a car chase or a film as you're watching a movie on your phone. I cannot watch a movie on my phone because I feel like a little dizzy or nauseous. That's cyber sickness. The more realistic the visual content is, the higher your chances of getting cyber sickness. Yeah, your body was never designed to ride in a car and read or play GTA on your iPad or whatever you guys play GTA on. Okay, your body was never designed to do that. So here you are trying to, you know, navigate something using the animalistic senses that you have, and your body wasn't designed for it. Maybe we will evolve to, but smartphones and tablets, they came out so quickly that our bodies have not had a time to adapt. Hence, cyber sickness. Leads up to nausea, unsteadiness. Let me see here. They say those who are type A people are confident or assertive, like me, are more likely to suffer from cyber sickness as well. That's weird. What does that have to do with it? Among those who have reported experiencing the condition have been video gamers who spend hours playing fast-paced games. You know, see, I get kind of woozy feeling playing Candy Crush, and I don't play for hours. So I don't know what the hell that is, but it happens. Let me see here. What else? Okay, so how do you treat it? Oh, pharmaceuticals. I love the pharmaceuticals. No, just, you know, put down the phone. If you put down the phone or the iPad, a lot of times your cyber sickness will go away within a minute or two. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. See? Here's my problem. I look at an iPad and I get tired. Right now I have a MacBook Pro, I have a PC, and I have my iPhone, and I have an iPad, all sitting there staring at me. I wonder if that's why you feel weird. I've never tried Google Glass. I think that's going to make me feel weird, too. Engineers of Oculus VR, the virtual headset manufacturer, have admitted that digital motion sickness is one of their biggest problems. Another virtual reality user had flashbacks, like those seen by drug users if they are on the headset too long. Flashbacks. Can you imagine? Thomas Stoffergen, a professor of kinesiology at the University of Minnesota, said the more realistic something is, the more likely you are going to get sick. Nobody got sick playing Pac-Man. I did. I had Pac-Man wrist. Because you would play that and your wrist would get all sore because of the joystick. And I would get headaches, even from Pac-Man. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, no, no, no. What's that? I can't do the sound, but it was, I loved Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man even more. I was pretty good. I wasn't good at a lot of things, but when it came to Pac-Man, I rocked. All right, so, you know, very interesting, okay? You know, we've been talking about texting thumb where people have, you know, thumb issues from, you know, typing the, you know, when, and, you know, obviously texting with your thumb. We have iPhone wrist. You know, there's a variety of new conditions now we have, and we doctors are looking at this like, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? But, you know, this is where this is our new society. You know, remember we talked about how they want to change the keyboard? The typewriter keyboard that's been around for more than a century, obviously, much more than that, they want to get rid of. Because your iPad and your iPhone is, you type differently. So, you know, your iPhone has the computer keyboard like any other keyboard would, where we learn how to type, etc. But you don't type that way. You type with thumbs. So they were talking about changing the keyboard. I think they will eventually do this, where your S's and your T's and your O's and the letters you use more. You know the letters you would pick at Wheel of Fortune when they say pick five letters, you know, as you're given at the end? Everybody always picks S, S, R, T, M, and L, or something like that, okay? And then a vowel, A or O or whatever. Eventually, that's what would happen. Your right hand, which would mess up people who are left-handed, your right hand would have those keys, and then the left hand would have the not-so-common keys. And that would be the new keyboard. That is something, we're going to have to learn that. I know a lot of us are like, there's no way I'm going to relearn how to type. Get ready. Okay, because they're going to be introducing a keyboard such as that. And then Mike is, if you're left-handed, you just do the flip. Then you just click a button and it flips it over. Boy, electronics make things easier. But I see it more complicated. So I just find it fascinating that, you know, the way we do things and things that you would think never would, you know, leave us, you know, like a typewriter did. Cameras. You know, every now and then I see somebody with a real camera. I made fun of somebody on my son's bar mitzvah because he had, you know, like a cinematic type of camera. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, well, it takes better pictures. And I was like, it just seems so old fashioned. Are you guys getting mad that you're already being accused of being old fashioned? My kids do that all the time. They say when I say soda pop, it's old fashioned. They say when I say telephone, you know, use the telephone. There's no such thing as a telephone, Mom. I go, yeah, it's called a telephone. Why? Okay, you know what? Forget it. So, guys, we're dinosaurs. We need to know how to roll with it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we go into the next hour, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, prostate cancer is being diagnosed less. Why? Because we're not screening for it. Is that smart? Also, looks like there's going to be criminal charges filed against 117 makers and or distributors of potentially dangerous dietary supplements, criminal charges. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, I apologize, we're going to talk about how my computer isn't working, the top 10 signs that might mean you have diabetes. You're not going to like this. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
What are you listening?
There are
are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.